Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 6, Scene 3, Putana Aftermath. In the meantime, all the cowherder men who went to Mathura to pay tax returned home and were struck with wonder at seeing the gigantic dead body of Putana. It was then that Nanda Maharaj recalled the prophecy of Vasudeva and considered Vasudeva to be a great sage and mystic yogi. Otherwise, how could Vasudeva have foretold an incident that happened during his absence from Vrindavan? After this, all the residents of Braja cut the gigantic body of Putana into pieces and piled it up with wood for burning. And when all the limbs of Putana's body were burning, the smoke emanating from the fire created a good aroma. This aroma was due to Putana's being killed by Krishna. This means that the demon Putana was washed of all her sinful activities and thus attained a celestial body. Here is an example of how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all good. Putana came to kill Krishna, but because Krishna sucked her milk, Putana was immediately purified and her dead body attained a transcendental quality. Putana's only business was to kill small children. Putana was only fond of blood. But in spite of being envious of Krishna, Putana attained salvation because Putana gave her milk to Krishna to drink. So what can be said of others who are affectionate to Krishna in relationship of mother or father? Pure devotees always serve Krishna with great love and affection, for Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supersoul of every living entity. It is concluded, therefore, that even a little energy expended in the service of the Lord gives one immense transcendental profit. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Swalpam Apyasya Dharmasya. Devotional service in Krishna consciousness is so sublime that even a little service to Krishna, knowingly or unknowingly, gives one the greatest benefit. The system of worshipping Krishna by offering flowers from a tree is also beneficial for the living entity who is confined to that bodily existence of the tree. When flowers and fruits are offered to Krishna, the tree that bore them also receives much benefit indirectly. The archana process, or worshipping procedure, is therefore beneficial for everyone. Krishna is worshipable by great demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva. And Putana was so fortunate that the very same Krishna played in her lap as a little child. The lotus feet of Krishna, which are worshipped by great sages and devotees, were placed on the body of Putana. People worship Krishna and offer food, but automatically Krishna sucked the milk from the body of Putana. Devotees therefore pray that if simply by offering something as an enemy and Putana got so much benefit, then who can measure the benefit of worshipping Krishna in love and affection? One should only worship Krishna if for no other reason than so much benefit awaits the worshipper. Although Putana was an evil spirit, Putana gained elevation just like the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is clear that the cows and the elderly gopis who offered milk to Krishna were also elevated to the transcendental position. Krishna can offer anyone anything, from liberation to anything materially conceivable. Therefore, there cannot be any doubt about the salvation of Putana, whose bodily milk was sucked by Krishna for such a long time. And how can there be any doubt about the salvation of the gopis who were so fond of Krishna? Undoubtedly, all the gopis and cowherder boys and the cows who served Krishna in Vrindavan with love and affection were liberated from the miserable condition of material existence. When all the inhabitants of Vrindavan smelled the good aroma from the smoke of the burning Putana, they inquired from each other, "Where is this good flavor coming from?" And while conversing, they came to understand that it was the fumes of the burning Putana. They were very fond of Krishna, and as soon as they heard that the demon Putana was killed by Krishna, they offered blessings to the little child out of affection. After the burning of Putana, Nanda Maharaja came home and immediately took up the child on his lap and began to smell Krishna's head. In this way, Nanda was quite satisfied that his little child Krishna was saved from this great calamity. Srila Shukadeva Goswami has blessed all persons who hear this narration of the killing of Putana by Krishna, for they will surely attain the favor of Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.